Man Marv's Notebook for August 17th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2018. So, surprise, surprise, my weight is up to 238 as of this morning. All that that eating I did last night really jacked up my sodium level. And in my past experience, it's going to take probably 3 or 4 days to taper back down to whatever my real weight is, whatever that may be, because I really doubt that I even put on even half a pound of calories from last night. But anyway, other interesting things that happened today. I bought my smartwatch that I've had for the past, I don't know, year or so is starting to go bad. The battery's not really lasting a whole day. So I'm looking for a replacement, and I'm looking for a cheaper one because I realize this is my, second smartwatch, as it's really useful for me, but the things I really use it for are getting less and less fancy. So I only really need notifications to be transmitted from my phone to my watch, and maybe some remote control aspects to control my audiobook player and whatnot. So anyway, I've been looking at cheaper smartwatches on Amazon, and I found one. I don't even want to say the brand name because it turns out to be a piece of crap. It was only $35 and some Chinese thing. They made it look like a Pebble, even though it's so much cheaper than a Pebble. Can't possibly compare. But anyway, came in by UPS this afternoon. I unboxed it, started trying it out. Got it to pair with my phone, but it still wasn't synchronizing the notifications, and it kept bugging me that it wanted me to install a special app. And I searched for the name of the app on the Play Store. I'm on Android, by the way, and it's I installed the official app through the Play Store, but it still wasn't synchronizing the messages. And so finally I decided I'd take a chance and see what that app it wants me to install was. So, it's a direct download file of an APK, so I'm immediately suspicious. I run that through VirusTotal, and oh, guess what? Only 25 out of the 60-odd virus scanners in there detected as malware. So, that's enough experimenting for me. I promptly pack it back up. I'm going to return it to Amazon. Now, this is something that's I've never experienced before, but so this all happened today. I packaged it up. Got my return label, put it in the UPS on my way home, and I just got an email from Amazon saying that my refund has already been issued, and by my calcs, that's a whole 5 hours have transpired since I received my package before I knew it was bad. So this is a lot faster refund than I'm used to getting from pretty much any retailer. So I'd highly recommend buying your chancy stuff from Amazon. Maybe not too chancy, though. I don't know. If it's expensive and chancy, maybe it wouldn't be so easy. But if it's only a $35 watch, yeah, it's not that big of a risk. Anyway, still looking for a replacement. I'm not sure what the next thing I'm going to try, but I have a bad feeling I won't get a chance to try it before my DragonCon trip comes up. Anyhow, that's enough for today, so I'll talk to you tomorrow.